Devin.
I had a weak bitch moment.
Weak bitches tell lies.
They sure do. But we don't tell lies here.
We do not tell lies.
We tell the cold, hard truth. Nothing but. I'm Batch Please.
You're right. And I'm Allison Gunnell.
And I'm also Allison Gunnell.
No lies here.
No lies at all. No, I'm just kidding. I'm having Delaney. We're kidding around.
We'll kid
around on this episode.
We kid. We joke. We
don't lie. We never
lie. We josh around.
We josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just jaking around.
Great start. I'm glad everyone's hooked on this episode already. Let's get started with the scene that we were just mentioning or kind of alluding to, the MJ and Jesenia showdown.
Yeah, and I said two-on-one, but it's not really a true two-on-one. It was just like a...
It's like, hey, can I pull you two aside real quick?
Yeah. So basically, a lot of back and forth from MJ and Jesenia, which is kind of where we ended last week. And I think Jesenia did a nice job of keeping a very calm composure. MJ
totally.
Was so rattled and was like flying off the handle at her. But Jesenia kept very calm, very cool, very chill about the whole thing. And just she was super confident. I think that's what it came down to, is MJ was unraveling because she knew she had been caught.
Yeah.
And Jesenia knew that she was telling the truth and had faith that Matt would believe her.
I think she saw the writing on the wall and then reacted to it in a way that was a mixture of anger, sadness, like sort of survival. Like she kind of, she's also a pretty good actor in front of Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Because she totally changed the game. I mean, Jesenia called her out for having basically three different characters in a way. The one when she's with Matt, the one when she's with the girls on camera, and the one when she's off camera.
Did you hear when she called her Meredith?
Yeah, I didn't know that was her.
That's her name.
That's the M.
That's like when your mom, when you're in trouble, and your mom calls you your full name, like with her middle name too.
Right. What's your middle? Like, I don't know what your middle name is.
I feel like you do.
I don't remember.
It starts with a C.
Catherine.
No, it's Colleen.
Colleen. I didn't know that.
You really didn't know that?
If I did, I didn't remember.
Well, all right. Well, now you know. Evans is Francis.
Yeah. Good middle name. I like it.
I didn't say anything against it. You were like, on the defense. Like, I was insulting it or something.
No. It was a good middle name.
It's perfectly fine middle name.
I'm a fan.
Okay, anyway. So, MJ and Jesenia, that's pretty over pretty quickly, honestly. Matt sends home MJ, who is just, can't believe it. Can't believe this happened. She still blames Jesenia, which I'm really interested in that whole, like, women tell all thing that'll come soon, sure.
That's going to be.
It's going to be bad. It's going to be brutal. But if MJ will own up to anything, because, I mean, she can rewatch the as Jesenia said last week, like, she can watch what was filmed and know that she literally lied.
I don't know. I am kind of low on some of the characters, some of these people, mm-hmm. just based on the fact that they sort of doubled down on their actions, which is not, when you have a chance to apologize or a chance
just
to
take
responsibility, you take it.
It goes a long way. Like, people make mistakes and people say stupid stuff. And I'm sure that being on TV and the high pressure of all this, like, not to make excuses for people lying, but I'm sure it, like, I don't know, messes with you. But, you know, admit when you did something wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. And despite MJ's acting to Matt, like, I think he actually has pretty good instincts of when it comes to if these people are good people for him. Now, obviously, like, he kept Anna around. He kept Victoria around. I think that was more producer-led. Anything else?
But I will say that soon as Matt got wind that the women were saying bad things about the other women,
right.
He immediately sent every single person home. Like, we saw that Victoria was being rude, but, like, Matt didn't. So soon as he did, she was out. Soon as he heard about Anna, soon as he heard about MJ, like, soon as these came to his attention, he was really quick to send people home, which I did like.
I think each season the lead should get one opportunity to, like, throw a challenge flag, basically, and watch the tape so he can see what happens.
I think so, too. That's a good call.
But he only gets one throughout the whole season.
That's a really good call. I like that. I think that's a good
call. So I think that would add an interesting wrinkle. I think people would act a little bit nicer.
I think so, too.
Perhaps,
if they know they could be caught, that's really interesting.
Yeah, perhaps falsely, but I don't know.
I think that's a good point.
Look, the show needs a little revamp. I'm here to give it a little revamp.
Yeah, we're starting to really get into a boring place, and it's starting to get boring, and it's starting to get where, like, mixing it up by just adding new women every second is not interesting.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Matt, while I think he is super nice and he seems like a very, very great, genuine guy, as we've said before, he's not a TV guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this season is struggling. I bet the ratings are bad.
Well, they did try to accelerate the process by not having a cocktail party.
Every week. They do it every week.
But
they don't have any rose ceremonies, so it doesn't matter.
We had our second rose ceremony. I know it's like the fourth one, but we've had very few rose ceremonies this year. The ones leaving after last night were Brittany, Maggie, and Ryan. Ryan was very broken up about it.
Yeah, she was a little more than I would expect because I don't think she's gotten much time with Matt at all.
Right.
But actually before that was some drama between Serena C. and Katie.
Right,
because
right.
Jesenia came back with a rose and the girls were clearly happy that it was Jesenia over MJ. And then basically right kind of out of nowhere, Serena turns to Katie and is just kind of like, okay, so I'm so sick of your antics and the fact that everything, we keep wasting all this time because you run your mouth and you talk about everybody. And Katie was like, I literally don't know where this is coming from. Why everyone wants to start stuff with Katie is so confusing to me because she's so great. And because she has been the voice of the group and has spoken up. I don't know. Like, I don't think there was ever a time where she went to Matt and said anyone's name, though.
She never said names.
She said, like, there's a situation, people are spreading rumors, blah, blah, blah. And people kind of admitted on their own or other people spread names, but she never said anyone's name.
Yeah, and her intents were never malicious. Like, she did it because it was the right thing to do. She saw, you know, people were being bullied, people were being mistreated, and she called it out. And, oh, there's consequences to that? You know, for the people who were mistreating and disrespecting and bullying people. I mean, what do you expect?
I know. Yeah, I know. That's, it's crazy.
The way that Katie acted was 100% in line with how she should have acted.
It has been the whole time.
It was the right thing to do. And Katie, we'll get to it later.
But we love you.
We love you.
But also with Serena C, like I...
Get out of town, Serena
C. Well, get out of town, first of all. But also, like, I haven't seen one second of a connection between her and Matt. And I don't understand how she keeps sliding through, sneaking right under the wire every single week.
Here, I think she was going to be sent home until she sparked this drama. And the producers are like, just keep her on for one more week.
I hope she goes home next week because I'm...
I can't take her.
And when there's this few people left, usually the drama has subsided.
Yeah.
And it's truly just about, like, the connections.
Yeah. She's the last mean girl standing.
Yeah. That we know of, at least.
Yeah, I think most...
Sometimes they sprout out of nowhere.
Most tried to pick... Anna, Victoria, and MJ as like the core three mean girls. I think it's a quartet of mean gals.
I think you're right.
So
I can't wait to see what everyone has to say when they're allowed to say things about the season.
Yeah. Like we said, they're Ryan, Brittany pretty much there for a cup of coffee. Maggie, who got almost no screen time whatsoever.
But a gem, a true gem.
But maybe one of the best people of all the
absolute
season.
Absolute gem. I hope Maggie comes back for something.
I think she's way
Paradise,
too good for all
but she
of
won't.
This.
No, she's so great.
Yeah.
Isn't she a doctor or something? Or a nurse? She's something, right? In the medical field? Or did I make that up?
I don't know. It could be very possible.
I'm going to look into it.
I have no idea. But next up, we have the one-on-one date with Piper.
Okay, before we even talk about the date, I have to say this because I don't know how to explain it, but something about Piper I don't like.
What?
I don't know what it is. And she hasn't done anything for me to think that. It's something about, like, the way she talks that it almost feels like, I don't know. Why do I think it's, like, condescending? I don't know.
I don't know why you think
I don't know. There's something about it, and I literally can't explain it because she hasn't done anything to make me think that, but there's something about her I don't like, and I can't explain it. I'm really sorry, Piper.
I think she's extremely likable. She's incredibly cute and pretty. I mean, one of the most attractive on the show.
I'm not doubting that.
But I also think she has a pleasant personality. I think she's like very affable. I think maybe what you're getting at is sort of what they talked about in their dinner portion of their date, where she's kind of sort of has like a hard surface, or she tries to, or she thinks she has one. Like, she's not good at conveying emotions very well. It's like, maybe that's what's doing it for you. But
really quick, Maggie's a pharmacist.
Okay. Yeah, you're close. Medical
I was in
field.
The right field. Yeah. I don't know. And I think I don't know. I really don't know what it is. Maybe I was just in a mood when I was watching it that I took it out on Piper. I don't know. But yeah. I also am so sick, and I say this all the time, of every single person on every 101 being like, I just have a hard time expressing my emotions. I'm just like so bad at being vulnerable. This is just like so scary to me. Like, oh my God, say something different. Like, it drives me nuts.
Right.
I mean, everyone can't be that. Everyone can't feel the same.
Yeah. It's sort of the Einstein definition of insanity type of thing, where we keep having the same thing happen over and over and over and over again, expecting change, and it never changes.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. It really does.
What did you think of their like actual date, the
Carnival
in the Woods? I thought
it was cool. I love carnivals and festivals and stuff, so I thought Carnival in the Woods was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that it was like rides, games, like the snacks, all of it. I thought that was super cute. It was really just like in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
How did they find it? What did they tell Matt of how to get there?
They,
it was dark as hell.
There was probably like little trail markers along
the
way.
I hope so, but I'm watching it and I was like, how did he know where to go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you like it?
It was fine. I'm not a big carnival guy.
Mm.
I think, A, the rides are like a little bit dangerous.
They are.
And the one where you spin around pretty quick, quack, little, it's a duck ride. When you spin around pretty quick and it like, the G-force keeps your back to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That one always makes me sick. I will never forget.
I've never ridden that.
Puking up Skyline after.
Gross. I don't think those Coney kind of Island. Rides is the problem with me. Like, okay. I don't like those kind of.
I do like all the fried stuff. And I
for sure. Festival food's the best.
I like all the games. The dunk tank, one of my favorites.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I like darts and balloons, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That part's fun. I'm also pretty convinced that Matt is like a 7-year-old boy, like at heart. Like this is the second episode, by the way, he's talked about ordering dessert first.
What? That whole thing is just.
But
too
he's
much
also
for me.
Like, yeah, I look forward to the fair 365 days of the year. Dude just wants to eat ice cream and ride roller coasters.
Which
that's
is kind
all
of
he
great.
Wants.
I that's why I feel like he's so great.
Yeah.
As a person.
Yes.
Not as a TV person.
Yeah. So Piper gets hers. I think they have a good physical connection, because he was the one, or she was the one that he popped up on.
He went and started making out with when she was in the interview. I don't think there's a lot more than that there, though, because the whole time she was, like, kind of starting to get intense about her feelings, Matt didn't really, like, offer up any thoughts.
Yeah.
He just kind of, like, listened to that and then was like, here's the rose.
Yeah.
I don't see Piper going more than a couple more weeks.
Yeah. The next portion of the show is the group date, and let me just say that if I'm ever The Bachelor and they do a bowling date, I'm sitting it out. I hate bowling.
See, this is one of the few group dates that I was fine with. Because bowling is fine. And I mean, everyone sucks at bowling. Like, bowling's fun. Like, it's okay to be bad at bowling. I like bowling.
I do not enjoy it.
But also, what I
like, it does not stimulate me in any way.
I think bowling's fun. And what I liked about this was that they all wore bowling shirts, including Matt, so it wasn't like anyone had to wear ridiculous shit that no one else was doing.
Yeah.
Matt was bowling with them. It was actually an activity that they were doing together.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had, you know, like bowling alley snacks and stuff. I want to know where the bowling alley was too. Like, it wasn't on the resort, right?
It might be. I could see
them
having one.
Have a bowling alley there?
I think so. They seem like they have a lot of stuff there.
Well, either way, they, of course, had a blue team and a pink team. The pink petals or whatever against the blue. I forget what the blue team
was. I think it was the rose petals and the, I don't know. Oh, wait, no, it was pink. You're right.
It was the pink petals versus blue something.
Look, I'm a little bit sleep deprived, and I was like half paying attention to the yogurt I was eating during the episode and half paying attention to the episode. So it was tough.
I will say really quick, the tragedy that struck when I was trying to watch is that my cable box unplugged, and that meant it did not record. So last night when I went in to watch it, it wasn't there, and there was nowhere else to watch it yet because it was already halfway done.
Hmm.
So I had to watch the second half yesterday and then the first half today, which is a really weird
way
to watch it.
Did it change anything for you?
Not really. It just was weird because it was like I had already watched the second half. I already knew who wasn't there anymore. And then the first half was like, oh my God, the rose ceremony. And like, usually I feel a little nervous before the rose ceremony, like who's going home. And I was like, I already know.
Right. Okay.
The only thing that was weird is the MJ Jesenia thing. Cause I was like, obviously Jesenia's here, but like, I wanted to know what happened. Yeah. So either way, everyone was really bad at bowling. Poor Abigail is so cute, but the worst bowler ever. And she was like so bummed cause she was so bad. And of course they put into teams. Pink petals win, blue team loses. They have to go home, but then they 5 seconds later, they're all sobbing, like, this is the worst thing that ever happened, but then Matt felt bad, and they all got a little card that was like, just kidding, come back.
He made a good point, too, that it's almost too late in the game for him to only be spending time with half of the people.
Yeah, where he's like, I'm really trying to foster these relationships and see who do I want to bring to hometowns, who do I want to have for fantasy suites and all of that, where it's like, if you're only getting group time with a few people, that's not helpful. So I agree. I think we need to know more team things.
I also think most of his favorites were on the other team, though.
Well, yeah, because who was it? Abigail, Rachel,
Bree.
Bree, yeah.
Was Michelle? Michelle was on
the pink team.
And she actually got the group date rose at the end.
Yeah, so Michelle got the group date rose. Chelsea really thought she was going to get the group date rose, and I did feel kind of bad for her, although I don't think their connection is anything compared to a lot of other people. But he really did like Chelsea in their little, they had like a nice little moment, but I mean, he likes Michelle a lot.
Yeah. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
She's a 1,000-point career scorer at Bradley University.
I told you about that.
I know, I just thought we would share that information.
If you didn't know, Evan loves basketball.
Love it.
You and Michelle would be a cute couple.
Hey. I'm not against it.
That would be nice.
Not against it. Not against it. I think she's awesome.
You guys could hoop together.
Oh my God. She would.
She would destroy you.
I would stand no chance.
She would be so much better than you.
We do. So two people show up from our past in this episode.
From our past.
The first one I'm very excited about. I think everyone's excited about. And I hope he stays around for a little bit longer than just this episode. But our man Tyler C has returned.
Oh, I love Tyler C so much. And I think Matt was almost relieved because
he's more happy to see him than anyone else he's seen so far.
Tyler C is his boy. It's his best bud. That's his roommate. Like, right. That's his guy right there. But also, I mean, Matt has to know Matt's boring. And so he's probably like, okay, thank God.
Self-aware.
Tyler C's here. Like, I mean, the ratings probably went through the roof because everyone wants to see Tyler C. Because we all love Tyler C. He's a class act. He's a great guy. So to Evan's dismay, Matt was like, I've seen this process work for Tyler, and I know it can work for me.
Okay. Okay, stop. How did it work for Tyler? Because it didn't.
It worked in the sense that Tyler fell in love. That is all Matt
meant.
Oh,
and then got his heart broken? Yeah, that's a good strategy there.
It still worked, and now he's still really good friends with Hannah. So, like, he obviously fell in love. And, like, that's what he meant when he said the process works. It didn't end well. No one said it ended well for Tyler. But Tyler C shows up. They're playing pool. They're chatting. He's like, I wish Tyler could be here before every date. But what I think he meant was, I wish Tyler could be here with me for every date. Like, he wants to just hang out with his bro.
Right. That's right. Yeah. The girl is ultimately the third wheel in that situation.
Yeah. Their friendship's fun. I was a big follower of their quarantine crew on TikTok during the shutdown. And that's how I learned about Matt.
Yeah.
And they're really funny. Like, I loved their TikTok videos.
I also did think it was weird, though, how Matt was sort of talking to Tyler as if Tyler was once the lead on the show, too.
He was, yeah.
Like, I don't know. There was just a disconnect in the way he was asking for advice or the way that he, like, saw or was told to see Tyler in the situation. Yeah. Just let them be boys. Just let the boys be boys.
Let them play pool and just hang out, get massages together.
Yeah. So, Katie goes on the one-on-one date with I almost said Tyler. She'd be awfully lucky if
that
she did.
That would be quite the date.
But Katie and Matt go on a one-on-one date, and the entire date is pranking Tyler C. And
which was hilarious.
Could not have picked a better person for this.
Oh, absolutely.
And I also think this is one of my favorite dates yet because you get to see the personality from the other person.
Yes.
You get to see if they like to goof around and they're compatible and goofing.
And versus doing it to like someone you don't know or like one of the other women on the show. It was his best friend who they know has a good sense of humor and wasn't going to be like mad about it. Like they knew that he would react well. And it was really, I mean, it was funny. It was very lighthearted. It was nice for him, for Matt and Katie, which I think, unfortunately, this is the extent of their connection, but they're very kind of goofy together, which was perfect for this date.
At the very minimum, we got to see Tyler C with the shirt off, which I think is
Everyone wants when Tyler C comes. I think it was, I loved how he got up off. He realized Katie was there and he's meeting her just in his underwear. Doesn't care at all. Just like, it's fine. What's interesting is I did see some people on the social medias who were not happy about this date.
Why?
Because they felt like having them touch his nipples was non-consensual.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
But also during a full body massage.
Yeah.
They massage your chest as a man.
Like, and I almost, and man, I almost, so. I almost think that they like cleared it too. I do think they told Tyler. I understand why there's concern for it, but I also am just like, it's just, it's a prank between the boys.
And it, yeah, and it wasn't like they were like, oh, it's bite, like bite him like, or something, kiss him. Or like
touching his, you know, genitals other areas, or something.
Right, yes. No, I agree. I agree.
Not
I
fondling his balls. I mean, come on.
That would be a whole nother level of inappropriate. Maybe they could have waited to turn the camera on until he was in the bed.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that part. Perhaps. But I think it was all in lighthearted fun. Tyler was totally fine with it. He right. didn't care at all. One thing that I thought was interesting, which my brother pointed out, was he was like, he thought that Tyler would have had a stronger reaction of like, oh, man, you're so goofy. He was just kind of like, what? Oh, okay. Like, he was very, like, blasé about the whole thing. Like, it did not affect his day whatsoever. It's almost like he expected to be pranked.
Well, that's the thing. I think he had to act it, and he didn't do a good job acting it.
I think they told him about the prank, and they're like, hey, we're going to do this prank, but we're not going to tell you what they're going to say. Do you care?
Yeah.
They had to.
Yeah.
He knew that that was not a legit massage.
I would hope so, but...
Especially when the funny when they were on the phone and she was like, you're never going to guess who's here. Oh, it's Tyler C. He's so hot in person. That was hilarious.
So later on in the date, Katie and Matt are at their dinner where they don't eat.
Where they don't eat. And it's almost like the more Katie's going on and kind of diving a little deeper, you can see Matt's face kind of falling because like he's realizing like, oh, wait, I really like Katie, but like as a friend.
Yeah.
And they've got great friendship energy.
They
like,
could be best buds.
They have really good friendship energy, but I think it was pretty clear that that's like all the energy that really was there.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, he did not give the rose to Katie, who was very, very upset and pretty blindsided by it. And she was already planning their future hangouts with her friends and with Tyler.
Yeah.
But that also leads me to my campaign of Katie for Bachelorette.
Not only is it your campaign, Allison.
It's definitely all of ours.
It's out there. Campaign. It's out there in the world. It's happening. I think Reality Steve has already said that she's at least the favorite.
All the rumors we've heard are that she's the front runner. I don't know if it's been officially announced because then she tweeted something this morning about like, woke up to a lot of notifications. This is news to me.
She could just be
so
saying
I don't know
that,
if it's
though.
Her just saying that to like act the part or...
But let
know.
Me tell you, if she's Bachelorette...
Evan is in there.
I am
oh
smashing
God.
That apply button.
We're all going to have to apply on
Evan's
behalf.
And over. Yeah, everyone who's listening, if Katie is the Bachelorette, please nominate me. We are going to flood ABC.
It's so Evan's like perfect match. You have to be on
just
it.
Just make it happen.
We are. Yeah, we're going to make it happen. I really think Katie would be a good Bachelorette.
I'm being dead serious about this, too. I'm going to get on this pedestal here and talk about this.
Go ahead.
She's perfect. And she's a good person, first of all. She's very intelligent, very well spoken.
She stands up for the right things every single time.
She loves goofs and bits.
She's obviously beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But in a very attainable way, you know?
She's the female Ben Higgins, but with a funnier personality.
That's exactly it, where you're like, you're really good looking, but you don't know how good looking you are. And like, you're just very chill about it. You're not like... I don't know. And yes, I think for me, the big thing is that she stands up for the right thing every single time, but does it in a classy way where she does not throw people under the bus, but she shares information that's important.
Yeah.
And she's also so goofy. And I just, man, you
but
guys
she shows like a great range of emotions and understanding of situations.
Yeah, she's deeper than
the
bits, but she likes a good bit.
That's right.
Which
Ugh,
man, Evan,
perfect.
This is
everyone,
your wife.
Please nominate me.
Evan, this is your wife. Katie Delaney, what a cute name.
It rhymes.
It's
sort of.
I guess.
No, it's a loose.
It doesn't
it's a
really
loose rhyme.
But
it rolls off the tongue nicely.
We are gonna try really hard to get Evan in there if Katie is Bachelorette. And even if someone else is, you never know.
Well, here's the deal. Let's say it's her season. And let's say I don't get on. I'll just drive in a minivan and show up at wherever they're at.
Yeah, apparently that's
like Heather Martin
what we
did.
Do these days. So if you don't know who Heather Martin is, she was on Colton's season of The Bachelor, and her whole thing was that she had never been kissed before. So Colton was her first kiss. And if you read Colton's book, he was actually kind of a dick about it, about how, like, he didn't really want to kiss her, but he felt like he had to give her her first kiss on The Bachelor and all this stuff.
I'm sure the never mind, I'm going to stop myself there. See, the first person who has to, with Colton, probably wasn't excited for it either.
Oh my God. Evan.
I know, I said it.
Anyway.
And Heather, I mean, is great. Heather is, I think, one of the most stunning people I've ever seen in my life. Like, I think she is just so beautiful. She's so cute and, like, bubbly and nice. So she is really, really close with Hannah Brown. And as we were talking about earlier, Hannah quarantined with Tyler C as buds, just as pals, when quarantine started. And she became really, really close with Matt. So apparently she told Heather, oh my God, you and Matt, perfect match. What's interesting is that they quarantined together in March, which was long before the season began filming. So I don't know why Heather waited till the season was halfway over to make her entrance. I don't know how she expected that, like, to go. I don't know.
Yeah, is Hannah a bad friend for waiting until while they were filming?
We don't know that Hannah waited till then.
I don't think she did.
I don't think she waited that long. I think that maybe, I don't know why it took. Why did it take so long?
I don't know.
Maybe Heather was really hesitant about, like, do I really want to go on the show again? And maybe, I don't know. But Hannah also knows the show enough to know. I don't think she would recommend someone go on in the middle of it.
I think this is more calculated. I think, but this is also goes back to the Dylan thing too, where he's like, they did Hannah or Heather wrong or whatever. I'm not a fan of this. I was okay with them bringing in the new group of girls a couple weeks ago.
This is too much. Like the Brittany's and Michelle's. Down to 10, like two, 3 weeks away from hometowns. Yeah.
And it was so staged.
It was so staged. And Chris Harrison, what's Heather doing here? I'm shocked. I can't believe it. And then they stand like 30 feet apart for him to be like, well, I got to quarantine. So then she quarantined. So then it's actually 2 weeks later than what she really showed up.
So she probably showed up, I mean, around week two.
I guess.
And then now we're in whatever week we're in.
I guess. I love that she was in a minivan, though, because apparently that was her rental car, which is, I can't believe they made her drive herself.
Okay, I have a good campaign idea for the rental car. I'm assuming it was Hertz, but Love Hertz
could be a great little play there.
So I'm still working.
I like that.
But yeah, you like that, but I don't like Heather being there.
No, and I think it's going to really just hurt Heather because I think the girls are not going to be happy and they're going to be super pissed and it's going to cause a lot of dramatics. As we obviously saw in the preview, Heather's super upset. But Matt was like really seemed excited to see her. That's kind of how the episode ended, where she shows up and Matt's like hysterically laughing. Like he immediately recognizes her. I feel like they've met before.
It could also, he said that they haven't.
Oh, they haven't. Okay. Well, I feel
they could have. He could be lying. I don't know.
He knows who she is, obviously. Yeah. Because as soon as she walked in, he's like, Heather, oh my God. And obviously, like, he's become close friends with Hannah, and I'm sure he knows Hannah and her are close friends. So I'm sure there's obviously that connection there. I'm interested to hear how Hannah feels about this and if she's going to tell everybody, like, more. I don't know. But that's kind of how we end the episode, is the cliffhanger of, like, Heather showing up.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes.
To an actual cocktail party.
I think she'll last one more episode.
I think he'll keep her for one episode and be like, I need to explore it and see. And then he'll be like, I'm sorry, but, you know, I've already had weeks with these other women. And then Heather will be like, oh, I should have come earlier. I missed my chance.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it's going to play out.
Only one person's allowed to come back, and it's Katie, to say,
I'm the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And I pick Evan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great season where she's just announced and then we don't even air it, she just picks me?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. So we got some roses to give out.
Yeah, Evan actually is in charge of roses this week.
It's am I?
All on, yeah, it's his...
This is Allison's cop-out for I didn't come up with any roses?
Actually, it was not in our agenda.
What? The one roses? Time the one time you make the agenda for the 3 years we've been doing this podcast.
And I specifically and it just happens it
to be omitted. And I put it back in here because... If you're looking at it, it says two roses. You're gosh darn right we're giving them out.
And you know what I did after work today is I watched Schitt's Creek, and their last name is Rose.
Get out of here. So stop. I would like I'm to taking the microphone away from you. All right. I'm going to give my two roses out simultaneously, and they go to a girl that's very special to me. Oh my God. These are personal roses, not having anything to do thematically with the show.
I'm uncomfortable with how you're holding the microphone to your face.
But Katie, both of these roses are going to you because you deserve them. And, you know, just call me or something, DM, show me. I'll see you on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, whatever you're on.
The Bachelorette.
And we'll make it work. We'll fall in love. Simple as that.
Okay. That see you soon. Was such a cop out. You obviously didn't come up with any ones because you always
no,
have
that
these
was
like
genuine.
Oh my god. Okay, then I'll give mine to you as my apology for not coming up with any.
That is genuine as well. Thank you. I will give the rose that you just gave me also to Katie. That's
Katie
how serious I am.
He has all four roses now. So, oh my god. All right. Well, we have to go watch The Masked Dancer.
Which I know everyone cares about.
We care about it. The Masked Dancer. Let's see what happens. Got to see who gets unmasked tonight. So right now we'll unmask our social media handles.
Oh, nice.
Thank
nice,
you.
Nice.
Thank you. And please give us a follow or shoot us a DM on Twitter and Instagram. We are at BatchPleasePod, or shoot us an email, batchpleasepod@gmail.com.
See you soon, Katie.